Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Have you noticed how anger comes like a hurricane without warning? One moment you're calm sipping your coffee, and the next you're shouting at the world because someone cut into your lane without using their turn signal. And the worst part is that after exploding, you're left there, feeling like you just ran an emotional marathon, wondering why on earth you lost control again. But here's the interesting part. More than 2,000 years ago, some men in togas already had the answer. The Stoics weren't exactly known for their tantrums. Marcus Aurelius, emperor of the most powerful empire in history, had worse days than any of us, and yet he kept his composure as if it were his secret superpower. His trick? He knew that anger was nothing more than an emotion that could be tamed. In today's episode, I'm going to teach you three Stoic principles that will completely change the way you handle anger. I'm not talking about New Age techniques or breathing like a dolphin. I'm talking about practical philosophy, tested by emperors, slaves, and warriors. By the end of this episode, you'll have the tools so that the next time someone pushes your buttons, it will be you in control, not your anger. Don't miss the third principle, because that one is going to blow your mind. But before we begin, pay attention to this story that will help you better understand the wisdom contained in this material. Once upon a time, there was a young soldier named Marcus who served in the Roman legions under the command of a centurion known for his explosive temper. This centurion, named Brutus, had a reputation for punishing his men for the smallest mistakes, shouting and humiliating anyone who crossed his path when things didn't go his way. One day, during a particularly difficult march, one of the soldiers stumbled and spilled the water he was carrying for the entire squad. Brutus, exhausted and frustrated by the desert heat, exploded in terrible fury. He yelled, struck the soldier, and punished him harshly in front of all his comrades. But what Brutus didn't know was that among his men was a veteran named Lucius, who had studied with the Stoic philosophers in Athens before joining the army. That night, while Brutus lamented in private about having lost his temper yet again, Lucius approached him. Instead of criticizing or judging his superior, he calmly said, "Centurion, I have noticed that you suffer when anger controls you. Would you like to hear what I learned from the wise men about how to manage that fury that torments you so much?" Brutus, surprised by the compassion instead of fear in Lucius's words, agreed to listen. Lucius taught him three fundamental principles. First, that anger arises from our judgments about situations, not from the situations themselves. Second, that we can choose how to respond to any provocation. And third, that true strength is not in exploding, but in maintaining serenity in the storm. Over time, Brutus began to practice these principles. When his soldiers made mistakes, instead of giving in to anger, he paused, took a breath, and remembered Lucius's teachings. His men noticed the change. Their leader had become more just, more respected, and paradoxically more feared for his self-control than for his outbursts. The moral of this story is clear. Anger is not an uncontrollable force that possesses us. It is a reaction we can learn to manage. The Stoics understood that true power does not reside in emotional explosions, but in the ability to keep a clear mind when everything around us turns to chaos. Before we begin with the first principle, if you find these episodes helpful, I encourage you to subscribe and turn on notifications to stay updated on the latest content. Let's begin. 1. Anger is just an opinion in disguise. Listen carefully because this will change your perspective forever. Anger is not caused by what happens to you, but by what you think about what happens to you. Yes, it's that simple and that revolutionary. Your boss doesn't make you angry. Your opinion about what your boss did is what makes you angry. Traffic doesn't enrage you. Your interpretation that traffic is something terrible is what upsets you. The Stoics understood this perfectly. Epictetus, who spent years as a slave before becoming one of the most respected philosophers of Rome, said that it is not things themselves that disturb us, but our judgments about things. Can you imagine? A man who literally had no physical freedom discovered the key to mental freedom. Think of it this way. Two people can live through exactly the same situation and react in completely opposite ways. Your brother arrives late to a family dinner, and you get furious because you think he doesn't respect your time. But your cousin, who is also waiting, relaxes because she thinks he probably got stuck in traffic. Same situation, two interpretations, two completely different emotions. Here's the brilliant part of this principle. Once you understand that your anger comes from your thoughts, you regain your power. You are no longer a victim of circumstances. You are the director of your own emotional reactions. It's like discovering that all this time you've had the remote control of your emotional television, but you believed others were operating it. But be careful. I'm not saying you should suppress anger or pretend it doesn't exist. The Stoics weren't robots without emotions. What I'm saying is that you can choose how to interpret the situations around you. When someone cuts you off in traffic, you can think, "This idiot disrespects me." Or you can think, maybe he has an emergency. The situation is the same, but your emotional experience will be completely different. To put this into practice, start asking yourself, what story am I telling myself about this situation? Is it the only possible interpretation? What would happen if I saw this from another perspective? This simple mental exercise can radically transform your relationship with anger. Marcus Aurelius practiced this constantly. In his meditations, he wrote, "How small a part of the boundless abyss of time has been assigned to each of us, for it is soon swallowed up in the eternity before and after." When you put things into cosmic perspective, that driver who didn't use his turn signal doesn't seem so important anymore, does he? The Stoics understood something that modern neuroscience has confirmed. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space lies our power to choose. The next time you feel anger start to bubble up inside you, remember that you have the power to choose the story you tell yourself about what is happening. 2. The power is in the pause. Here's something that might sound contradictory but works like magic. The moment you most want to react is exactly when you most need to pause. It's as if the universe designed a perfect trap. Just when your primitive brain screams, "Attack now," your wiser self whispers, "Wait a moment." The Stoics called this prosoche, which means mindfulness or mental vigilance. It's not Zen meditation. It's being alert to your own mental processes. It's like having an inner observer that says, "Hey, it looks like you're heating up. How about we stop for a second before doing something we'll regret?" Seneca, the advisor to Emperor Nero, explained it brilliantly. Anger is like picking up a hot coal with the intention of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. When you pause before reacting, you're basically letting the coal cool down before deciding what to do with it. But here's the trick. The pause doesn't have to be long. You don't need to retreat to a Tibetan monastery for 3 days. Sometimes three deep breaths are enough. Other times, you just need to say, "Give me a minute," and step away from the situation. The point is to create that sacred space between impulse and action. And do you know what happens during that pause? Your prefrontal cortex, the intelligent part of your brain, gets a chance to catch up with your limbic system, the primitive part that wants to fight or flee. It's like giving the experienced pilot time to take control before the rookie co-pilot crashes the plane. The Roman gladiators understood this perfectly. In the Colosseum, the impulsive gladiator was the dead gladiator. The ones who survived were those who could remain calm under extreme pressure, assess the situation, and respond strategically. Your office may not be the Colosseum, but the principle is the same. Practicing the pause is like training a muscle. At first, it will feel strange, even unnatural. Your mind will protest, but I have to respond now. I can't let them get away with this. That voice is your ego speaking, not your wisdom. Your ego wants to win the battle immediately. Your wisdom wants to win the war.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
In the long run. A practical technique the Stoics used was counting to 10, but not the way we were taught as children. They counted, and with each number they asked themselves, is this really worth it? Will responding in anger improve the situation? How will I feel in an hour if I react now? By the time they reached 10, most of the time the answer was clear. The pause gives you perspective. It allows you to see the situation from above, as if you were a director watching a play instead of an actor trapped in the drama. From that elevated perspective, many things that seemed urgent and terrible appear for what they really are. Minor inconveniences in the bigger scheme of life. As Marcus Aurelius wisely said, the truly wise person is the one who can remain still while everything around them moves in chaos. That stillness is not passivity. It's concentrated power waiting for the right moment to act. 3. Anger is the enemy of reason. Here comes the hardest truth, but also the most liberating one. When you're furious, you are literally dumber. This isn't an opinion. It's pure neuroscience. When anger takes over, your prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for logical thinking and smart decision-making, basically goes on vacation. It's like your internal GPS shuts down right when you need it most to navigate dangerous territory. The Stoics knew this without the need for brain scans. Marcus Aurelius wrote in his personal meditations, "How useless is anger, and how foolish it makes us." He ruled an empire that stretched from Scotland to the Sahara Desert, constantly facing wars, plagues, and betrayals. If anyone had the right to be furious all the time, it was him. But he understood something crucial. An angry leader is an incompetent leader. Think of it this way. Have you ever sent a text or an email while upset and later regretted it? Or said something in an argument only to think afterwards, "Why on earth did I say that?" That's exactly what I'm talking about. Anger turns you into the worst version of yourself, and the most ironic part is that you rarely get what you actually want when you act from that state. When you're angry, your field of vision literally narrows. It's like wearing horse blinders. You only see the immediate problem, the person who upset you, the situation that frustrates you. You lose sight of the bigger picture, the long-term consequences, the relationships that might be damaged, the opportunities that could be lost. The Stoics had a brilliant technique for this. They asked themselves, if my worst enemy wanted me to make the worst possible decision right now, what would they advise me to do? Almost always the answer was, act out of anger. It's as if anger were an emotional Trojan horse that your worst enemy sends you so that you destroy yourself from the inside. Epictetus explained it with a perfect metaphor. You are like an archer. When you are calm, your arrow hits the target. When you are agitated with anger, your hand trembles, and you miss the shot. It doesn't matter how skilled you are, how prepared you are, or how justified your cause is. If you shoot from anger, you will miss the target that really matters. Here's the part that blows my mind about the Stoics. They didn't see anger as a powerful emotion, but as a weak one. For them, anger was an admission that you had lost control, that external circumstances had more power over you than your own will. It was like waving a white flag and saying, "I surrender. I can't handle this situation intelligently anymore." Seneca, who had observed Roman politics up close, noticed something fascinating. The most feared leaders weren't the ones who shouted and threatened, but those who remained cold and calculating in the face of provocation. Anger makes you predictable. When someone knows exactly which buttons to push to make you explode, that person has power over you. But be careful. This doesn't mean becoming a robot without emotions. The Stoics felt deeply, but they distinguished between experiencing an emotion and being controlled by it. You can notice anger rising in your chest, recognize it, even use it as valuable information about what matters to you. But acting from anger is like driving blindfolded. You might end up somewhere, but it probably won't be where you wanted to go. The question you should ask yourself when you feel anger bubbling up is this: do I want to be right, or do I want to be effective? Because most of the time, anger gives you the momentary satisfaction of feeling right, but robs you of the effectiveness needed to actually solve the problem or improve the situation. The Stoics practiced something they called the eagle's view. When they felt overwhelmed by emotion, they imagined rising above the situation like an eagle soaring high, observing the whole scene from above. From that perspective, most of the things that enrage us appear for what they really are: small disturbances in the great river of existence. Marcus Aurelius had a fascinating nightly practice. Each night before going to sleep, he reviewed his day and asked himself, "When did I act from wisdom, and when did I act from emotion?" He didn't harshly judge himself for mistakes, but used them as lessons for the next day. It was like a coach reviewing the plays of a game to improve the strategy. The final irony is this: when you stop acting from anger, you paradoxically become more powerful, not less. People respect and fear someone who can stay calm under pressure far more than someone who explodes like an emotional volcano. It's the difference between being a nuclear bomb and being a laser. Both have power, but one is controlled and precise, the other chaotic and destructive. At the end of the day, anger is like a fire. It can give you momentary warmth and light to see in the dark, but if you let it grow out of control, it will burn down everything you've built. The Stoics learned to be firefighters of their own emotions. They didn't extinguish the fire completely, but they knew exactly how to control it and use it constructively. The next time you feel that familiar heat rising in your chest, that tension in your jaw, those fists clenching automatically, remember Seneca's words: "The best revenge is not to be like your enemy." And in those moments, your worst enemy isn't the person who upset you, it's the angry version of yourself, waiting to take control and ruin everything you've worked so hard to build. As Marcus Aurelius said in one of his most profound reflections, "The best warrior is not the one who never feels anger, but the one who feels it and chooses not to be enslaved by it." And that's the key to all of this, my friend. It's not about becoming a Tibetan monk who never gets upset about anything. It's about feeling anger, recognizing it for what it is, a warning signal from your emotional system, and then consciously deciding what to do with that information. The Stoics had a practice I find brilliant, and you can start using it today. They called it the wise man's inner dialogue. When they felt anger starting to take over, they spoke to themselves as if they were their own wisest advisor, instead of that usual inner monologue that sounds like, "I can't believe he did that. I'll show him who's boss." They completely rewrote the script. They would say things like, "Interesting, it seems this situation has triggered my anger response. What is this emotion trying to tell me? Which of my values feels threatened? And what would be the wisest response here?" It's like having an emotional GPS that redirects you when you're about to take the wrong exit into the territory of self-destruction. But here's something fascinating the Stoics understood. Anger is often a secondary emotion. Beneath anger, there's almost always something else hiding: fear, pain, frustration, a sense of injustice, or simply exhaustion. Anger is like the visible symptom of a deeper infection. If you only treat the symptom but ignore the root cause, the problem will keep coming back. And there you have it. Three principles that have survived 2,000 years because they work. The next time you feel that surge of anger rising in your chest, remember that you have a choice. You can be a slave to your emotions or their master. As Epictetus wisely said, "We are not prisoners of our circumstances, but of our thoughts about them." If this episode was useful to you, subscribe and let me know in the comments which of these three principles you're going to start practicing today. See you in the next one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.